I do not want to predict the outcome of the election, but I think my chances are very good. Today, hundreds of thousands of young voters came out to welcome me. We need to see the welcome party, more than 5 kilometers of human sea, yellow and white, and everyone chanting, "We don't want biscuits, we want change." So that is what I think my chances very high.
So, Mr. Dabo, what are you telling the Gambian people if they do want change and do not want biscuits? What are you promising them?
Well, I'm promising them that certainly the cost of living will be looked into, youth unemployment will be looked into, degrading treatment by this regime will be a matter of the past, that people who Gambians have lost their dignity, and this will be restored. And more importantly, that this place will be heaven for investors. No investor will feel threatened by the arrogance and by the unpredictable behavior of the current regime.
What do you say to those who say that the fact that the opposition has failed to come together, you are in reality making it easier for President Yahya Jammeh to get re-election?
I think this evening, President Yahya Jammeh has realized that his re-election is not a foregone conclusion. He has realized that. He realizes that he is on the steps out going out of State House. Because the people want change. The people are disenchanted. The people have feel betrayed. Even his own people feel betrayed. He has been shown ingratitude to a lot of people. And they are not prepared to allow a person as ungrateful as President Jammeh to benefit from their support.
You have competed in elections before, and I do remember the last election. You had some complaints about the conduct of the election. What makes you think now that this one is going to be better than the one before?
I want to have some faith and confidence in the impartiality of the Independent Electoral Commission. I don't think the chairman and other members of the commission would allow themselves to influence. We will have counting agents at every counting center. This time around, the chairman of the IEC has really put in place certain mechanisms that one finds completely different from what it had done in the previous elections. And this gives me the hope that they'll do something good, they'll do the right thing. He insisted, not giving directives, but then he insisted that the media must cover meetings of the political parties outside the campaign period. And my party has been a beneficiary of that, what I would call a new policy. I think that is certainly some improvement on the part of the IEC.